MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Dr. Pumla Nganga, chairperson, Toys R Us and Babies R Us. Pumla, appreciate the time. You've just announced the deal to acquire the 13 Toy Zone stores. These are Gauteng, this is Durban. How many stores does this give the entire group at this point with that acquisition of the 13 new stores?
Thank you, Simon. The acquisition results in 61 South African stores. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got the existing ones in SADC, which adds 3, which is a total of 64. But in South Africa, it's 61.
Which SADC countries are you in?
Zambia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe.
61, and then the 3 outside. How big is the local toy market in South Africa? We're a country with the consumer under pressure, but I imagine toys, and certainly babies, are in many senses evergreen.
They're evergreen in the sense that what we've learned is that parents, no matter which economic category they come from, are wanting to do the best for their children. Mm-hmm. And so we'll always seek the best toys for their children and the best educational resources and the best for their babies. The accuracy of market information on the toy subcategory is actually inaccurate, I must be honest, because most of the companies, certainly on the independent and toy specialist category, mm-hmm. are private. Then you've got the big box retailers, and then you've got the online players.
Yeah.
Therefore, there are numbers that we see that come from research houses that are being quoted in the market, but we would err on the side of caution in terms of accurately providing a number simply because it's very difficult to construct that number. So there is a number that's been quoted in the media of the 9 billion, trillion number,
yeah.
but the truth of the matter is that we would estimate that we're closer to half of that because whatever numbers that we quote, we'd want them to be based on robust data points.
Gotcha. I hear you, and difficult to get it. You said something interesting. You referred to education. I remember being a kid a long time ago, and toys were toys. I mean, there was some educational element to it. But I think these days, there's a lot more education to it. And I think particularly in the baby space, I've got a friend who recently had a kid, and the kid is loving the toys. They're not that they're not toys, but they're sort of that educational slant to them.
Absolutely. And this is a point that we really want to emphasize as a company that is socially responsible. Firstly, we do believe that toys must be accessible to most South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And South Africans, depending on their economic means, must have access to toys depending on what they prefer for their children. The educational and developmental benefit of toys is unquestionable.
Mm.
Play is important. It's important for cognitive development. It's important for psychosocial development. It aids in gross motor, whether you're riding that black motorbike,
yeah.
or whether you're playing with Lego, which is more fine motor development. They contribute to eye-hand coordination, pretend play, problem-solving, creativity. And therefore, we honestly believe that from the perspective of the parent, and also from the perspective of the future generation, we would like to encourage and retain the ability of children to derive educational and developmental benefit from toys. Because if you think about it, post-COVID, there was an emphasis on digital
yeah.
forms of entertainment and toys. And is it really that we want to have a generation of digital natives who have limited psychosocial skills and creativity and problem solving? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We want children as South Africans who will enjoy play, who will derive pleasure, and also who will benefit from the psychosocial benefits of toys.
Yeah, and I take your point. Ultimately, all toys are developmental, and absolutely, you know, knowing how to use a digital, that's important, but I think, you know, toys are way more important. You mentioned Lego, and that then got me thinking. We're talking toys and children, but toys and adults, Lego as the obvious example, board games, action figures. I've got a friend who buys the superhero action figures. Toys is kind of moving up the age group at the same time as well.
If you were to look at me, you would see that I'm actually smiling because there is this category that we call the kidult, which is the adult who still enjoys, for example, Lego. So as you quoting friends, I have friends who still want to build Lamborghinis with Lego. And therefore, the kidult category, which is the adult who still enjoys the beauty of toys and the enjoyment that they find from toys, but also the challenge and complexity of having this massive Lego piece that has, let's say, 1,000 pieces to create a beautiful picture of nature or to create a car or a vehicle is very prevalent. And that is a global phenomenon. And for us, that's very exciting because it's a growth vector for us as Toys R Us. It's a growth vector because the kidult phenomenon, we think, is an opportunity and a new horizon for toys.
Yeah, I helped my nephew with the Lego, and I got to say, it was a little bit harder than I was expecting. There was easier 1,000 pieces, and it took us an entire day. It took us an entire Christmas day to do.
What were you constructing?
It was a classic Lego. It was a police station with jails and everything. It was huge fun, but it was something I thought would take, I don't know, 5 minutes, an hour. It literally took us all day and was to the point. And I suppose this is part of what it is. It was, you know, my nephew and I having a huge fun day building the police station. It ticked all the boxes for him, developmental, for me, fun, and of course, bonding for both of us. It was a great experience, but we'll leave it there. That's Dr. Pumla Mganga, chairperson, Toys R Us and Babies R Us. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.